שלכם שאתה יודע. אצלם מה הכיבור? The biggest sugya of balance, if you want to be nichnas into the sugya proti, the balance of what's the hanoga, akfua, what's the proper hanoga. Do we go always with the hanoga of the free yadika daris, the previous daris, a father's, a zaydis, elta zaydis, Rabbi Seinu, Arabeim, the Rebbes of Arabeim. Do we go with the Mesoira Midardar? Or do we say, Fakert, we're living in this Dar, Tavshin Pei Beis. You have to have your hand on the pulse. You have to be totally in tune to what is going on in our Dar. And this is the proper Hanukkah for our Dar. Now this Nuse is Nageya. States told them shalois and abeyats. And again, both to Talmidim, Talmidei Yeshiva, Avreichim Yeshiva being a Talmud, being makabel from the Free of the Gedaris. And it's also again to mechanichim, whether your parents or your mechanich in Yeshiva. It's equally negeya this shaila. And it's very easy to say. It's the biggest challenge of our generation. There's no question. This. Challenge is a major, major challenge. Again, both on the side of us growing ourselves in this door, and both of me mechanech this door. Let's try to shtelavek the problem, the challenge, a little bit to the shaila. And then we try to get a little bit lamaisa, start building a little bit. You want to shtelavek the shaila, and the problem is that in the Torah itself, there's makaris, many makaris. I'm just going to quote a few. Many makaris clearly to bold stavim. Mitzad echad is one of the chilukim, a mahusdik chiluk between Klal Yisrael and the other umas oilam. The Klal Yisrael always tines that with every dar there's a ridus aderes. We're not trying to change. We're not trying to say okay we were better than the friyidik aderes. Okay. The more you could go back to the old aderes. The pasuk states, "Shema b'ni Musa avicha v'altita ishtoris imecha." The malach is Musa avicha v'altita ishtoris imecha. There is the zach and halacha. This is the mechayiv. This is the makor bechlal. That a minig is mechayiv. Is a musig a minig is mechayiv. The minig is when it wasn't chukra la halacha clearly. This is minhagim shayin. It's like the one chulin daf tzad gimel amid beis. Altita ishtoris imecha. Minig is mechayiv. A minig is mechayiv. A minigam is a chayv, a minigam mokam is a chayv, and kedu is mavur, it's mavur that a person's specific minig. If your father and your grandfather had a certain minig, many shaylas. Mayim achorinim, nishmayim achorinim, mechulei, there's many, many shaylas telling minig. You mechuyev to do dafka, how your father did and your grandfather did, and it's a chayv. Ad kedekach, the kenira in hashkofo, in it's for Chavisal Vavis says one place, Vavis writes, Al tach shadu b'mashu mosru l'chol avisecha. It's supposed to be so clear that you're supposed to be ma'am shechvan hoga of Vavis. You know, you're not supposed to be choishi, you're not supposed to be mefakfei. That's the veg. That's my tata gitan. That's the veg. That's the derech slula. Meir Simcha, in Kedoshim, Ben Shechachma Kedoshim, he learns up the pshat. And that's a pshat, the why, kabed of his kabed. Moisif a little bit, it means the kabed of Savicha, Simecha, Zin, Aseres HaDibris. Aseres HaDibris is the shirish of the Torah. Kabed of Savicha, Simecha is in the shirish of the Torah. Kamoikein is Mavur, it's Hukash Kvoidim, Lukveda Mokam, Taitcha Meir Simcha. Mamish this he said. Since what he calls the Kabbalah, the Musigov, that the value of that we're valuing dafka what we had midor dor, and that is kodesh kadoshim by us. He's supposed to take with the dor dor since that's yisoid and kol haTorah kula. That's the yisoid and kol haTorah kula. that stands on Kibbutz Avim. When you expect, but the Goyim is the opposite. But the Goyim forget, they're outdated, they're this, they're out the door. We don't want to visit our parents, Choshkin, our grandparents. Or by Klal Yisrael, Kibbutz Avim, Svichas Avicha. We put Avim on a pedestal, we have to have a whole nugget of covering in Yira. Because the side of the Kabbalah, the Omer of a Kabbalah, is oimid on this value of that we're always place them, and this is where we're looking at, this is where we're yearning from, this is where we're needing from. And Shom, he's Masbid, it was a Havamina, that's why Kabbalah is Seichis, it was a Deichi Yisurim. Mentioning a few Mekaris, there's a few of the many Mekaris. In learning, it says, Al Yishana Odom, Elab Aloshin Rabbi. You look at any Talmud Chochom, you'll see how much it hurts them. People say it hurts them every time he has to go not like the ksois. Anytime he has to go not like a free the gachman. It's not kishmak. We want as much as we could go. Everything is tata. How do you read a gemara like my tata taught me? Everything is the way it always was. The way it was mumser. That's Mitzarecha. Mitzacheni in the Torah itself, we find also, there's a few Makaris, there are a few Makaris, a lot of Makaris. And the Torah holds that Avada, every door is a new door. And every door has its pulse, its vibe, its Halach Yelech, its way, its Anhaga, its Tzura. And you can't just imitate and be matic and just carbon copy. Cut and paste exactly was in the Priya de Gedores. Moritz and Hedjan, the Flam Chesim at Beis says, the Sefer told us, Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here, Adam HaRishon, Dor V'Doyshov, Dor V'Chachomov, the Chais in other places, Dor V'Parnosov, Manhigov, Shteit, Dor, that Meitchilas B'yos Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, set up the world, this idea, what we see, we call, you read this Dor, is that there's a change, there's a tremendous change, generation to generation, it seems like the Shini of the Dor is only quickening. And each door has its manhigun and its chachamim. The Gemara, Mar Shoshana Daf Chaf Hamid Beis says, also a famous Gemara. Gemara says, "Ein lecha la shayfet biyamecha." You have a shayla goes, "A shayfet biyamemehim." Like the Gemara, the pasuk has been madgish to go to the shayfet. What? I'm going to go to Vivega's not living. What's the time I'm going to go to ask Vivega a shayla? We don't have to be madgish. I should go to the shayfet. You know what I mean? So the Gemara, "Ein lecha l'shoyfet b'yamecha, yiftach b'dorei k'shmur b'dorei." So he's moving Rashi in the first one. This is the kud. The person is going to say, "I'm going to ask the Rav in my shtot. I live in a shtot. If it's in a shtavu, you live in who knows where. Ask the Rav. No, I need to ask. I need to ask by Moiser. I need to ask Veger, some soifer. That the Kriya Machriyin is a shayla. I'm going to ask my Rav in Tavshin Pei Beis." Who grew up in the door of the Malaktim, I'm going to ask him. Ein lecha l'shoyf b'yamecha. Ein lecha l'shoyf b'yamecha. Your door. Ben Tam writes in the Sefer Begin, the Sefer Yosh, B'yuchas Ben Tam. He writes, he writes that in the beginning he was thinking, you know, he used to learn Musa's farm, really Musa's farm, and he started what? And he saw, he said that he has to write his own Musa's Sefer because I think he talks about the Chavis Lovah specifically, but his form, they didn't talk totally to him. They didn't talk totally. This form wasn't exactly his sprach. He had to write his own Musa Sefer because it wasn't something that could affect him like him. From Mishalim, from Lester, Tkufa, two of the biggest, they're known always, forget they were, Mahalach b'chodesh osam in Atar, Chazanish and the Pshach. Chazanish, one of the big shinuyim that the Chazanish made, was he changed the language that there is in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, the Chinuch Atzmoy. It used to be there was a big machama before the Chazanish, it should be in Yiddish, that's the way it was. We taught Chumash, Yiddish, it should be in Yiddish. And the Chazanish was the one who was machriya, no, that they changed the language to Lashon HaKodesh. It's more like a shinuy, it's more like a... But he felt... That was the door needs. See, it's not going to work. It's not going to work without that. That's what they need. Pshach, like, I don't know, I was like, well, I grew up a little bit, at least in the beginning, was a Rabshach. But no, this was the Fekud of Rabshach. Rabshach's whole mitzias was like Osul L'shanis. Any new thing, Rabshach was Choshed. You couldn't... But Rabshach made one of the biggest Chidushim that's not Shach. He created a Charedish political party. I'm not going to go into the Riches, but no, he was the one who created the mitzias of a Chedib L'bay. Earth-shattering Chiddush. An earth-shattering Chiddush. That's just good. He held that something like didn't have a Messiah for it. He didn't have a clear Messiah for it. Yeah, this is what's necessary. So you see very clear. You see mitzad echad. There's a muridik kpeda of not being mishane, of dafka, always looking. What are you going to do? Don't start from yourself. Don't look. What am I going to do? Mitzad sheni, we find. There's a musik of. There's a sheni ador. Living this door, can you hear it? This idea is said that Torah is a Torah's Chaim. Torah is Torah's Chaim. Torah is a Lebede Gazach. And Zoivi, the Oilim is Nishtanem, every door, there's a different vibe. There's a different. The Torah has to live with that. We see the change is not the correct word. We have to talk about that. But the Torah has to, Shtel Zuxu, it has to somehow fit into this door. It has to be able to be fed to this door. So the Shaila is, what's the right way? So we just still look at the Shaila Mitzad, the Makaris a little bit. But let me put a bunch of examples on the table. I could probably give more examples. Just put a bunch of examples on the table. This is, again, everywhere you turn, all over the place. Let's start a little bit of learning. How we learn, what we learn. Let's start with learning Gemara. The difference, first of all, maybe talk about Behemshich a little bit, the pace. Fiyun, Bekiyus. What they shtel done, what they didn't shtel done. Let's take a little bit the type of Sforim. The whole Musig in the array of today of the emphasis on Marim B'Koyim Sforim and the like. It says the emphasis is, I don't know how many years ago it started, but there's a ribui otzum of Sforim. You call them Marim B'Koyim, there's all different surahs. Some of them are Mamish Mefurit Ara Soif. They tell you, come out with every move, make a right and make a left, every line of the Gemara. But even if you don't have that, there's a ribuy of Sforim that are, the raid is a little bit here, is a little bit, it's much more, they're set up to help you, facilitate your learning. They're in Kol Hashas, Kol Miksoyes, Kol Terah Kula. It's Mavul Arayim. Mustama and Uksin. And there's everything in Kol Terah Kula, there's at least one save from Aram HaKoyim. And when you come into Noshim and Ezekiel, like I said, it's Mamish, how much it is, it's Mamish. And again, we didn't all have this. We don't have this. That's what goes. That's what is. That's what people are doing. In Sifri Alocha. Yeah, the same exact, different sub-trend. The trend is, it's for a lot of different reasons. But in every single year of Alocha, there's a kitzer safer. Whether it's you want to know, Chas Chanukah, Chas Purim, anything, flying on a plane. Anything you want to know, making a kitchen, different parts of the kitchen. There's a Sifrei Kitzer on every single thing. Mishneh Berurah. It could be a little old. I'm telling you, you can't begin to understand how much a Bachur comes out today. I don't know, whenever, maybe certain yeshivas don't allow them. Mishneh Berurah, man chashmei. It's like the Shulchan Aruch. Halavai, it could be good. Shmir Shabbos Kelchos. This ad ain't svorim, and svorim in English, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But this Mishneh Berurah, something that you have to matriach, you have to take, it takes a long time to get it. When you have something that goes so lemaisa, it tells exactly what you're supposed to do, here and there, basa b'chol of everything, every area, Hilchas Mezuzah, everything. And Gaman has to used to have to mutcher in Hilchas Mezuzah. Today you can have something that tells you exactly what you do, you want to go, you buy a deer again, everything. Sifrei Musa. Same exact things. There used to be the Chavis Lavavis and the Shari Tshuva. And there's next. Today, I don't even know what there's so many Svarim that are so much more Lamaisadik, talk so much Ashprach. And then all of a sudden a Rebbe comes and says, you know, you should learn Shari Tshuva. This is Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva doesn't say anything to me. Is he right? Who's right? Who's wrong? Who's right? Chumash. Chumash is a Mavel, all right. Used to be, it was a Mikrois Ketayus. It's Chumash, Rashi, Ramban. Ramban and Chumash is like Taisus. It's like Taisus to Rashi. It's a Ramban, it's a Sephorno and Ebenezra, maybe Rashbam, Rechaim HaKadosh, Kli Yochar. People used to learn it. Keseder, people used to learn. Today, man, the Chashmei, forget about the Achorinim that come after them. Those people also don't learn. Today, Kedu, everyone knows, there's Oisif Kli Yonis. I wouldn't be exaggerating. There's Difer, Zichar, more than 100 in Eretz Yisrael, for sure. And the numbers are staggering. It's probably 1,000 in the world, at least, every single week, modern, fresh. Modern, I don't mean modern, modernish. I mean, kind people come out every yeshiva and every shul has somebody compiling his, this person probably is a Talmud Chacham, but a compilation of the best hits, the best zachim that there is in the Parsha. Yeah. Does a bacher, does anyone ever look up the Ramban, the Ramay Lechbidim brings? Does anyone look up? I don't know. Does anyone ever look in the Ramban? Does anyone ever look in the Ramban to even learn the Rechaim HaKadosh Keseder? To learn the Rechaim HaKadosh Keseder. Everything is, so what's right? What's right and what's wrong? I mentioned English. English is a whole spin on all these things. English, everything is being put out to English. Everything is putting out to English. Everything is being elucidated in English with notes. Svarim are being written, Pirushim, even in Hebrew, on Svarim. But it's a Pirush on the previous Sefer, a Pirush on Abchaim, a Pirush on. And we have it in the Rishonim, we have it in everything, we have it. But down to English, they're putting out every single thing in English. Everything that's on the way, everything is going to be put out in English. Chumash Rashi, you could read in English. Why break your head on the Rashi? Everything's around in English. And what's right? And what's right? The Maisa, our generation, we need it. We're used to that. Okay, we just spoke about learning, but it's in every area. In every area. Technology, obviously, this is the king of it. A major in this area. I mean, our generation is born in technology. And this is not the way they used to do it in everything, in every area of technology. This is not the way human beings used to work. Forget about from human beings. You maybe use technology when you need it. You didn't start off with everything is technology. You pulled it out when you need it. But again, in our generation, do we say, get with the times. I said, this is what everyone is doing. Everyone's used to it. Or no, is there musik in our generation we could go back and say, no. This is the way it used to be, and this is the way it really should be. Again, I'm saying this both as mechanchim and both as you. Things like Chanukah vacation. Do we give Chanukah vacation? Not give Chanukah vacation. Do we shtel tzu to serve zman? Do we shtel tzu to serve zman? I mean, this is what we're going to talk about. We're talking about this week, next week. Every door gets less. It's bullshit. Every door is weaker. You have to go down. When you start. It started, of course, there's always a tendency to have a weakness in the Sayyid's mind. But it becomes that all of a sudden a Rebbe comes and says, like, be real. Like, why make yeshiva till Sayyid's mind? Hooray, anyways, the Olam is going to be missing till Sayyid's mind. Why don't you easier just take off a week to the end of the Sayyid's mind? That's what happened in a lot of yeshivas. I'm not going to get into it, but Summer's mind is getting shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. Might eventually be like seminary, might end after Shavuos. That might. And similar things happen in Chanukah vacation. It's happening in Israeli yeshivas also. It's saying the Olam started not learning, so we might as well give it. We have to give it. We don't have to give it. Or no. The Mir Yeshiva in a certain way says, no, there's no such thing as a Mishagas. Then it gave officially Chanukah. Who's right? Who's wrong? What's. Where do you make a Chanukah Masiba? There's no end to this. Sugya. No, how do you make a Chanukah Masiba? The way we always made a Chanukah Masiba? What do you know? Do you let the oilam? You go to the oilam, you get the kishmaka guy in the oilam, you get him to coordinate the whole entire Chanukah Masiba. It will look very different than the Rebbe wants, but it will be kishmaka for the guys. There might be a lot of drinking, there might be a lot of other things, there might be a lot of. Do you say no? I didn't suffer. And you, as parents, are going to have this constantly with your children. Oh, so let's start a little bit. We have the issue, we see it, we breathe it a little bit, let's start tonight. In every sugya of balance, obviously it says we would balance. You have to. It has its own protum. So first of all, the kilas chivun, and I want to feel it more and more, is that directly, anis daiti. This challenge again, everyone has an opinion on it. Anis daiti the kivun. The kivun is zikr, the way we started in the beginning of the zman when we shall directly say this is a balance. The kivun is not to be nish tehin and nish teher. The kivun for sure is both of them emes. It's not one is more emes than the other one. It's bevadai, 1,000%, shneim emes. The shleimus of every dar that lived, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, the schus, all of us were living, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you and were part of a new dar, a new dar. Every dar has its own nekudas and its own thing, and has to realize that. It has to realize that there's a necessity to be in touch with who you are, your surroundings, to be aware of that. And at the same time, chas v'shalom, chas v'chalila, al tita yishtarasek v'echa. At the same time, there has to be a tremendous value, a dveikus, in what your Zaydas did, and your parents did, your Rebbes did, and the Rebbe Sein always did. And you could do them at the same time, like we keep on tying. And this is the toy so people go wrong. The sugi of balance doesn't mean that be'etzem, you have to leave one or you have to leave the other. You could have both. And when you are with both, with a godless, with a shlemus, so then that is the etzah, and that is the answer to the sugya. Again, a lot of times people are small, they can't. But we're going to have rabbeim, and we're going to have mechanichim, who can understand that we have to be able to chop onto both. That is going to be, that is the way to tackle this problem. Let's open it up a little bit. First, I said we have to get a drach. I want to open up this soid. Again, every sugya, in this balance, what is the place of the tzorach of being with the dar and going with the free of the gedars? I say of a murder, the gevar, once heard over, the word from Pachatzkel Abramsky. The man heard of the word, the Seol Solomon, Shlita, when he came first to Lakewood, so he said over this word in his psicha shmuz. I wasn't there, unfortunately, I was never zeichet to be. Never to learn in BMG, I never learned in Beis Medrash, but I heard from a very close friend of mine who was there. He said over, he told me over the bar that when Mishael said, when Mishael came, he said the shmuz in front of him, Nassim Fachfolk. Nassim Fachfolk was the old Alta Lakewood Rashiva. And they brought him Mishael to be the new Rashiva, and he said the shmuz in front of Nassim Fachfolk. And Kaniri, I don't remember, he didn't, this part, he probably didn't tell me this. He started off with this, but this was one of the words he said. Sometimes he said, over Pshat like this, state. The Gemara Menachos in Chav Chesamid Beis brings the Pasuk in Parshas Bo Yischa state that there's a special din, one of the many Klei HaMikdash there was the Chatzoitzus. Chatzoitzus. And there's a special din in the Chatzoitzus. The Chatzoitzus, the function, the purpose of Chatzoitzus was the Mikra. She'aseh lecha shtei Chatzoitzus, kesef mikshe ta'aseh, yisom ha'yu lecha l'mikra, eid l'maaseh samachanus. The purpose was to call Klei Yisrael to gather together when they have to move and when they have to stop. It was to gather Klei Yisrael. Shtei nigam ha-menoches, there's a din, Rashi brings it over here, asei l'cho, l'cho, v'loi l'acher. L'osh nigam ha-menoches, l'cho, v'loi l'doris. All of the kelim in the Mishkan, you made it, and as long as it lasted. The menorah, the aron, everything, shulchan, anything, the mizrokes, they all lasted. It was a special din that these chatzoitzos, Moshe Rabbeinu should make them, use them, and then be goynes them. No one could use it, not Yeshua, no one, be goynes them. What's happened? It's a chasal, it's a din ha-lochem, it's only to understand what's happened. He said, if you understand what the function of Chatzotzis is, you understand that it has to be something that's unique to Moshe Rabbeinu, who cannot be imitated, it cannot be given over L'dor Dor. It can't be cut and paste and given over to the Dor. What is Chatzotzis? So, to Chatzkel, Chatzotzis, they're coming to inspire, they're coming to be Me'ir. They're coming, everyone's in their backyard and there and this, and they come and say, no! Come on, go! Everyone get together! Chatzoitzus. Every door has its way, its nesar. Who's going to call out? Who's going to get the Olam's ear? Who's going to get them excited? Who's going to bring them in? That's the function of Chatzoitzus. Moshe Rabbeinu's Chatzoitzus is not Yeshua's Chatzoitzus. And it's definitely not Tavshin Pei Pei's Chatzoitzus. It's meyuchad for you. This is something that's also to be either. Licked in the rain in this word, what does this mean? What is supposed to be changed, me, Dalidar? The foundations? No, that's not supposed to be changed. Don't change. Foundations don't change. Foundations of what Torah is, what a mensch is, what a marriage is. Foundations, what a lady is. That doesn't change. The way it was originally given, that's pure, and that's the emes. We try to stay with that. Altita ishtarasi mecha. But how we digest things, how we entered, we call to enter into things, how we're brought to things, that is something that's constantly changing. We can't connect to the Yesoidas the way they did. And I think this was as what he was coming to say. He was saying, I'm not leaving you, Nosan Fachvogel. I'm a new horn. That's what Matzio was coming to say. I'm a new Chatzoitis, that's all. I'm not coming to change. What? I'm coming to be a new Chatzoitis, that's it. We're not leaving the Yesoidas. This is a tremendous direction in this sugya that we're going to try to get balanced in the sugya. We're going to have to always remember that what we're trying to get to, and Kinnear we could get to, we're not coming to totally change. We're coming to get a shaychus to the height, to the purity, to the stability, to the godless that there was in the free of the Gedurus, in every year. But the way we have to do it in so many ways, and actually it's hard to understand what's considered the application, the entrance, but the way we have to go around, get connected to these things, might be a different surah, might be a different form, it might be given in a different formula, it might be broken up in a different way. Let's give him one more. We're going to maybe talk about the mashal, we say over. Mashal, this is a classic. Do you learn fast or you don't learn fast? Everyone knows there's a machama from a mashal against the ganze welt. Do you learn fast? Bush is holding on, doesn't it? You have to continue to learn fast, like they always learn the deriders. You have to learn fast. And I'm just like they learn. And then the animus argues on it. The yeshivas, they learn very slow. Everyone agrees they used to learn fast. So what's the machlokes? I'm not getting into the protein. I'm just saying the truth is the shmaitz. Machlokes is learning fast part of the application? The other people, they tiny. Well, learning fast is just the way you're giving it over. Changing the Yesoidus, I'm not changing the Yesoidus. Changing the way, how you're receiving it. We have to receive it slower today. We have to receive it with more geschmack, whatever it exactly is. And Rav Asher was like that. Rav Asher holds learning fast as part of the Tzuras Alibim. It's part of the Yesoid of how you're supposed to learn. In his explanation. Let me give you an example. This is the Sugya. The Sugya is, Yesoidus we don't change. But in how we take them, they have to be, that you need to be dor dor v'dorshof. You have to be intended dor. This is so. I like to call it, but we call it. That's the pasuk. Chadesh yameinu kekedem. We say chadesh yameinu kekedem. It's a steer on your day. Chadesh yameinu kekedem. Chadesh yameinu means we should be new, and then we say kekedem. Kekedem means kekedem. Like what's mean chadesh yameinu kekedem? So we're going to refer to this aside. That's the aside. It means we're trying to get to what they had. We're not trying to be new. This is the difference between us and the Goyim. We're not trying to replace what was. We realize very much that the purity of the Mesorah in its full way was given over then. But at the end of the day, we realize that it's not a b'di'evit, because Hashem made us this way. It's not a b'di'evit, it's part of it. We realize that Hashem wants our dirt to bring it out and get to it in its own way, in its own unique way, in a way that has to do with our dirt. We're going to have to see this, how to apply it a little bit, but we always have to remember this. We have to remember, if anyone comes and says that our generation, like I said, they can't have anything that used to be, and this, forget about teaching this way, and teaching that way, and teaching this way, and teaching this way. I'm willing to hear, everybody, of course, we're willing to hear. But to say that a door is mufka from that, how could it be? Anyone who says that everything has to be new and everything has to be given and you have to always cater and you always only have to cater to this door. No. That's not what our door needs even. Our door needs to start off. And maybe the starting off could be a long time in time and very often a dogish in that. But our door needs the height. I'm going to talk about this b'hemshich. Ardor needs the height of the Friyad Gadaris. It needs it. It needs the goiva. It needs the... We're going to talk about this. Anyone who only is oisik in catering and coming down, he is, like we said, he's handicapped. He only has a left hand. He doesn't have a small. Or he only has a smimin. He doesn't have a small. He's handicapped. And the oilam feels it. The oilam at the end of the day feels that you're catering to them and you're selling them fluff. They feel they're not being pushed. They feel that, okay, you're coming and say, okay, if you want to learn that way and you want vacation, I'll give you vacation. And then they need a tzir for both. They need you to shtel to them. We also have to shtel to ourselves. But mineu bein, even though it's a stira, we need kekedem. We need the chameishim einu kekedem. We have to have the same Rebbe who on one hand is panning us on the back and saying, I understand exactly that. And then the next day he turns around and says, what is this? Middle of Hanukkah, vacation, what's going on? What are you doing? And he has to do it with a certain way of not understanding, because that's what it means pushing. That's the way they used to do things, and that's the way a person grows. Mitzat Sheni, if he only does that, and there's no understanding, there's no coming down and understanding, you look at the person, he's Takastel, like, where are you coming from? And you never understand the other person, then you're not shtelling tzu to the door. Where's the Chatzaitzvus? Where's the Chatzaitzvus? Where's the Chadei Shemeinu? One of your eyes, of a Murid HaKatzir, Murid HaKatzir of this, Be'etzem, Mekayim Shneim, Chadei Shemeinu Kekedem, Yosef HaTzadik, this passage from Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov gives a bracha to Menashe, Menashe and Ephraim, very famous bracha. B'chol Yivarech Yisrael, Yisimcha Lechim Kefraim Kemenashe. Rashi brings down the Duri Duris, any Yid who wants to bench his kids, he says, should be Azev Ephraim Vemenashe. And everyone asks, what's the Yichar Ephraim Vemenashe? Sach, Sadiqim, Duri Duris, what's up, Ephraim Vemenashe? Mizok Dibber, Shem Lepanovich Rav, he said, I'm a Redikovart. He said that we know, we just mentioned this, that there's a Kamal Choyk, that every generation drops, any generation, the Madrig of the generation drops, as you read this at Duris. One exception that there was to the Musik of Ridis Adaris was if we Ephraim Menashe. In this passage, Parashas Day, Yaakov said, Ephraim Menashe, Keruvim Veshimin Yeli. Ephraim Menashe retained the status of Shvatim, Lagabi Meni Dinim. Gabi Nachalis, Meni Dinim. Even though they were sons of the Shvatim. But they retained the status of Ruvim Veshimin, Shimin Yeli, even though they were Shpetit Kedar. In other words, they bypassed, I don't call it a Klola, but the Metzias of. You read this at Taurus. That was the Ma'ala of Ephraim Menashe. This is Soyed of Panovich Rav. One time heard, Magoyim Rav Tzipa Tzav Shlita, the Gazach, he said a Taich in this Panovich Rav, he said a Taich. Why? Why did the race of the Tzadik's children be Zoyche? They didn't have a Zoyche. He said, I'm a Riddika Taich. He said, Zoy. Why? And one of the major reasons why we read this at Taurus is because me and you, we give our kids chinuch of Tavshin Pei Beis. If I give them my parents' chinuch, maybe they will come out like me. If I give them my chinuch, they're going to go down the door. Yosef HaTzadik, Mavur B'kol Mokoy, he was Dovuk B'kol Mitziusa in Yaakov Avinu. He lived Musti Yoknoi Shalaviv. He lived with his father. He was Avir Yaakov, Oyebeis Yaakov Eish, Oyebeis Yosef Lahova. He was the Hemshech of Yaakov. And in his whole life, he was Mamshech Altita Ishtarasi Becha. Kinnear, when the Shaila came up, he didn't say, he was kukuli. So Kumto is Ephraim Menashe got the same chinuch that he got. Keruvim and Shimon Yuali. They retained, they made them saying like Shimon and Shimon because they were going to say, this is Mitzarecha. Mitzarecheni, I always had a Shaila. Chorish Tei Fakert. Parashas Mikkei Shtei. But why is Menashe called Menashe? Ephraim Menashe, the verse says, why is Menashe called Menashe? Poshek state is Menashe Kol Menashe Ki Nishani Elokim as Beis Oviv as Kol Hamoli. Shani Loshim forgetting. Hakadosh Baruch Hu caused me to forget everything I had. I'm now in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is so framed, it's so strange. The whole Mitzias in Mitzrayim, you cannot find any more opposite than the house of Yaakov. Yaakov's house, his stomach looked like Meir Sharim. It was a shtetl. Mitzrayim was the total opposite. It was the total opposite. You put a guy in the middle of Las Vegas. He's coming out of Chaim Kanevsky's house. Nishani Elikim is Beis Ovi. It's Beis Ovi v'es Kol Amali. Everyone asks, Nishani Elikim is Beis Ovi. It's Beis Ovi. That's a kishmak of Zach. If you lived, if you grew up in Chaim Kanevsky's house, in Yaakov's house, you would want to remember. So, it's okay. The Velt says it's Pshat. Maybe one time I saw Pshat in Lewis Karov even. Pshat was like this. If Yosef HaTzadik would have not being able to go out of the picture of Beis Yaakov, he wouldn't be able to function. Imagine if you're stuck in Las Vegas and you're living in Yaakov's house, and everywhere you turn, this is the problem. Some in life, when they go back to America, they can't get shell shocked. Real from guy, you can't see. He's too much still living in Yerushalayim. He's too much. If Yaakov Avinu would have been in Mitzrayim, I'm sorry, Yosef HaTzadik would have been living in a seichel, in Gansim, in Beis Avi, he wouldn't have been able to shtel to his new tafket. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in Golus. And some Muradik and Nukuda, that Yosef HaTzadik would live his life was in the tomb of Mitzrayim. Pele. But Kinnir, that was the void of Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik, Midas Yisoid. He had to be in Mitzrayim. So, the Midas Ma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take him out and make him room for Mitzrayim. It's Mitzrayim now. I understand. What is Yosef HaTzadik? Is Yosef HaTzadik the most Yuknei Shal Aviv? Is he a ganze Zeit the most Yuknei Shal Aviv? Or is he in a Shani Elikim as Beis Aviv? So I'm sure no Elam understands the answer. The answer is the both Jews last year. This is the Yisrael. The answer is he was armed positively with both. Both. He had both. B'shleimus. He had the most Yuknei Shal Aviv. And he had in his head somewhere the most Yuknei Shal Aviv. And those Yisoidas didn't leave him for a second. But he, at the same time, he was living, he was kashur to the fact that he's in Mitzrayim, he was kashur to Nishani Elikim. He obviously didn't cut and paste. Explaining the pshat. But Sova said pshat, he didn't mean to say that exactly via Magaton, exactly in the shtetl, he did them. There was Mitzrayim, Kinnir, there was ways that he had to shtel it to Mitzrayim. But Mitzad Cheney, he didn't go and say, okay, Mitzrayim, everything closing, forget about it. I'm going to go. Everything is doing it now. Everyone loses that way. You understand? Everyone loses that way. You can't. You can't just say, Torah Chadosh Me'iti Teitze. It has to be Chadesh Yemeinu Kekedem. We have to go into the sugya. We as Mechanchim and as Nischanchim. We have to shalishtel zuksu to this idea. And this is the kivun. If we're going to realize that we could be Toifis Achevel B'Shnei Roshim. And there could be Miskayim Shneim. Again, you have to be a big person. Yesh Mokum. We keep on calling that. Yesh Mokum. Yesh mokem beish, kama sheyesh mokem beroish, the shnei tefillin shoroish, yesh mokem beish, the shnei ksavos. A person in the leiva odom, he has room for two things. Rotzi v'shov, you could hold on to two things. We could hold on to being in tune with our generation and what we need. At the same time, realizing, yes, we must grab onto the mesoris of Altita Yishtoris and Mecha. Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem.